Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hey mama, do you feel helpless? Do you feel like your anger is completely out of control? Do you feel like there's no way that you can become calm, loving, kind, compassionate, warm, loving, gentle with your kids? Do you feel like you feel angry all the time? Maybe you're yelling a lot, screaming at your kids, slamming door, breaking things, squeezing your kid's arm way too hard, pinching their ear and twisting it. Maybe you're spanking out of anger. Maybe you feel like a horrible, terrible human being at the end of the day. Maybe your kids avoid being around you. Your husband doesn't even want to spend time with you. He isolates a lot because of your negative mood. He says that you're critical a lot. You're moody. You notice a lot of negativity coming from you. You see everything just from a negative lens and a negative perspective. Everything is annoying you. Everything is ticking you off. Maybe it's just generational anger that's been passed on from your grandma to your mom or to your dad and to you right now. Maybe this is all you have known for years, just feeling angry and agitated. Maybe you feel hopeless, that you can't change anymore. I'm just doomed to be like this for the rest of my life. This is exactly where the enemy wants you to stay. He wants you to think it's hopeless. He wants you to stay stuck. He wants you to ruin your relationships with your husband and with your children. He wants that. And he will speak those lies to you to make you believe them. Something I've taught you here before is that anger is a secondary emotion. There is something underneath that anger. Think of anger as an iceberg. You see just a little bit of the iceberg on top, and there's so much more underneath that. Anger is a secondary emotion that comes out to protect you. There is something underneath that. It's telling you something. When you understand why you feel angry, you can actually do something about it. You feel empowered. You're capable of changing, my friend. You are. There is hope for you with God's help and your own efforts. Taking action on things that you can take action on and support, you can overcome this. It does take time. It's not an overnight thing. You learn why you feel angry. You address it from the root. You invite God into the process. You surround yourself with support, accountability. You see the transformation. This is possible for you, my friend, my beautiful mama. It is possible for you to break free from generational anger. I have clients that have broken that generational anger, and I will link one of the testimonials in the show notes that you can listen to. Brittany, she came into my coaching program feeling hopeless because she grew up in an angry home, and her grandma experienced a lot of anger issues, and the relationships were ruined with her children and her grandkids because of the anger and the control issues that come out of that. So anger does get passed on for generations unless we learn and recognize that what we're doing is wrong and hurtful and destructive, and we need to do something different, that it's damaging the relationships. That anger is damaging relationships. It is. Nobody likes to be around an angry person. When someone is feeling angry, they say and do hurtful things. That's just proven over time. The Bible talks about that. The Bible actually talks a lot about anger in Proverbs, about not to be around angry people, that it is better to live alone on a rooftop than with a wife who is constantly complaining and like dripping with just negativity. It is hard. It is unpleasant to be around someone angry and who has all this negative energy coming out of them. So if you find yourself feeling this way, what are you going to do differently? Let's say you recognize this is a problem for me. It is. It's a problem. I feel stuck. I don't want to be here. And I know that God says that He can change our hearts. And it's possible for me to change. It is. It is possible for you to change. You can change your emotions by changing your thoughts, by changing your beliefs. You can shift, and God can help you do that. And I can support you on this journey too, my friend. If you're listening to this podcast episode after episode, and you're coming back week after week, and you just find yourself relating to all of this, and you listen to the podcast, and you go home, and things are the same. And you're not taking action on any of it. Maybe you've read the books. Maybe you bought passive courses that you're like, oh, okay, it's a 5-6 week course. I'm going to finish. I'm going to do this. And you got excited and you did week one and then it's just sitting there and you never got around to it. This is why. This is why I have a high ticket one-on-one coaching program. We have group calls every week. The rest of it is one-on-one. You get support from me Monday through Friday, one-on-one. You also get 3 one-on-one coaching calls from me in this container. And there's a reason for it. I've done free content through the podcast. Very few people that listen to the podcast actually take action and do something about it. Some do, but a very small percentage. When it's free content like this, it's less than 1%. When you read a book, studies have shown that less than 0.5% of people actually take action on what they read and implement it in their life. Less than 0.5%. When you take a passive course, less than 2%. That's what studies show. Less than 2% people who take a passive course actually finish it and take action on it. And see the transformation, right? In order to see transformation, you got to take action. You can't just sit there and wish for it to go away or for things to change. You have to do something different. When you have a coach that walks alongside you and checks in with you regularly, the implementation and transformation is 95%. 95%. Compared to 2% and 0.5% and less than 0.5% when it's free. This is the reason I have a high ticket program, so you see the transformation. I've done memberships. So I used to have a membership probably maybe like almost 2.5 years ago when I started a podcast shortly after. I started a membership. I didn't really talk about it that much, but I had like 6 people in there and it was $20 a month. And it wasn't a big investment. It was a low cost investment. And guess what? I had monthly coaching calls twice a month. I had monthly coaching calls. And then I had a topic that we were implementing for the month. And guess what? I had very few people, just like 1 or 2 people that would show up to the coaching calls, and they didn't even implement the things that they were learning. Maybe a little bit, but not much to see the transformation in their life that it could help them with. They just weren't committed. They weren't taking action. It's like watching free YouTube videos or having a gym membership for $20 a month or paying a personal trainer maybe $100 a week. Where are you going to see the transformation? Where? When you have that support and accountability, that's when you will see the transformation. And so this is my goal for you. I want you to change your life. I want you to create that peace and calm in your home. Cultivate that thermostat of peaceful and calm energy that you bring into your home. It starts with you. You are not responsible for your husband's actions and his mood. You are responsible for your mood, what you think, say, and do. How can you support yourself when you're feeling cranky? How can you support yourself when you're feeling mad? What can you do? What thoughts can you think? What action can you take? What can you do to help yourself to feel better, to show up as the mom that God is calling you to be, to show up as the mom that your kids really deserve? What do you need to do? What action steps do you need to take to show up in that way? My friend, there is hope for you. You are capable of changing. It is a lie from the enemy that it's hopeless. This is exactly where he wants you to feel stuck. I also used to have a course about in the summertime, this past summer in 2023. I actually stopped selling it because what I noticed is it was also a lower cost course. It was like $99. Sometimes I would put it on sale for $69. What I noticed is that moms would buy it. They would. And very few, maybe like one person, actually finished it from the beginning until end. They just wouldn't take action on it. They would buy it. It's a low-cost item. It's sitting in your inbox, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get to it. But there isn't that support and accountability that someone's checking in with you like, hey, are you doing the work? And moms just don't see the transformation and changes in their life. They just don't. They don't. And what I notice is with my coaching clients, because they make a big investment, it's costing them something. When it costs you something, you are invested. You are committed. You're going to show up because it's uncomfortable to waste that money, right? So you're going to show up and you're going to do the coaching because you are supposed to submit pictures of your assignments, of your homework assignments. I have a client right now that submits me homework assignments every weekend. She takes a picture of all the, you know, the video trainings, and then it has reflection questions. She takes a picture of her journal and she sends it in to me. Why? Because that's how I keep her accountable. She sends me the questions, and then that means she watched the lessons, she did the work, and then she shows up to the coaching calls. Why? Because she's invested. She works full time, she's got 3 kids, and she's pregnant, and she still shows up. Why? Because she's invested. She's committed. She got to a point where she's sick and tired of feeling sick and tired of yelling and screaming and just feeling reactive, and she's willing to do something about it. She's willing to put herself in the uncomfortable zone of doing the work and showing up for herself. And my friend, if you are afraid of investment, I do have 100% money back guarantee. My program is completely risk-free. If you invest and you show up and you do the homework, you show up to the coaching calls, and you don't see changes in your life, you don't feel better as a mom, you don't reach the goals you set for yourself in the beginning, at the end of the program, at 12 weeks, I'll give you full money back. I promise you, I will. But I know that if you do the work, you will completely transform your life. My friend, I pray over you every coaching call. I pray over you. And I actually pray over you every single day. If you are my client, I pray over you. I say your name out loud. And I pray over you every single day for God to support you throughout the day and wrap his peace and kindness and love around you and help you to take the right steps and do the next right thing today. My friend, I also want to let you know that if you want to invest with me and you're having a really hard time, I do have partnered with a financing program where your monthly payments get down to around $100 a month with the financing program. And so instead of paying everything in full or breaking it down to 3 payments for 12 weeks, you can do low monthly payments for a year or a couple years. And then you get to have access and be part of this program. Why? Because it matters. Because you get to break these generational anger patterns. You get to do the work so your kids don't have to. That's what my client Brittany says. She's like, I do the work. I did the work so my kids don't have to. I invested in myself and I broke these generational anger patterns so my kids don't have to do it. You can also do that, my friend. If you have a hard time coming up with money, I get it. I so get it. Believe me, I get it when I say I get it. And God has his ways. Pray about it. Ask him. Say, God, I really need this. I feel like this is the next right step. Communicate with your spouse. I also have a podcast episode, How to Come Up with Money, 15 ways for you to come up with money for coaching. My friend, it is possible for you. It is so possible for you. You can break those generational anger patterns. You can cultivate peace and calm in your home. There's a reason why you're feeling reactive. It could be mindset. It could be like feeling unsupported. It could be the stress that needs to be released in a healthy way. It could be unprocessed emotions that are being cooped up. It could be the mess in your home. It could be a bunch of things. And we work on all of that in the coaching program. And my friend, I want to remind you that you matter. You're literally the most important person in your children's life, and you are irreplaceable. If you would be gone today, their life would change forever. You have the most impact on them. And if you want your kids to learn how to handle anger well and handle their emotions well, it starts with you because you have the most impact. You are the thermostat in your home. When you are in a good place, it radiates through the home. When you are in a good mood, when you're feeling lighthearted and happy and joyful, it radiates through the home. Even if your kids are having a hard time, maybe your husband is having a hard time. If he calls you and you pick up the phone and you say, "Hello, my love, how's it going? How's your day going?" Just having a smile on your face just lights up his world, even if he's having a hard day. Why I'm saying that is because my husband has told me that many times. He's like, "I really like when you pick up the phone and you're in a good mood. It really brightens up my day." But I have to work on that intentionally. That doesn't come naturally for me. I have to put the effort into it every single day. I do this work every single day. It's ongoing. Yes, the 12 weeks is going to get you like a boost start, but this is not something that you just work on yourself for 12 weeks and then you just let go and you're just like, "Okay, my life is just going to be great from now on." No, it's ongoing. You need to put the effort in on a regular basis. If you want to show up in the way that God is calling you to be for your kids, for your family, if you want to be the mom that God is calling you to be and the mom and the wife that your family deserves, you need to put the effort into it. It could be listening to podcasts. It could be investing into a coaching program. It could be listening to audiobooks or reading audiobooks. It could be supporting yourself with another support system. But you gotta do the work. It doesn't happen overnight. You can't just wish yourself to having more calm and patience. You need to put the internal work that comes with it. And like also rely on God, what only He can do. There's two parts. There's your responsibility. There's God's responsibility. You can't just pray for anger to go away. I actually have an episode about that. You can't just pray for anger to go away. Anger doesn't just go away by praying because there's a root underneath that. You got to address what's going on. There's a spiritual aspect and then there's like a mindset aspect. Then there's a physical aspect. If you have unmet needs and you're sleep deprived, I'm sorry. Praying won't take care of that. Sleep well and eating some food is going to take care of that. So I remember seeing this analogy of, it was like a picture, something like that, drawn picture on Facebook of a cartoon character, somebody like drowning and they're just lifting their hand out and screaming, "Help me." And somebody's just standing on the deck and says, "Pray about it." Because if someone is really, 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 really struggling, yes, you should pray. Definitely 100%. But there's actually practical things that need to be done as well. If someone is starving, yes, he can pray for food, but he also like needs to take action on feeding himself and actually telling somebody like, "Hey, I'm struggling." So my friend, if you're struggling with anger and if it's consuming your life and you feel completely out of control and you're ready to do something about it, you want to take the next step, can I help you? I have a program that will change your life, truly, truly change your life. And if it doesn't, I will give you 100% money back. If you do the work and you don't see the changes, I'll give you the money back. I promise you. We signed a contract on that. My friend, I promise you, you will see such massive changes in your life. You will be upset with yourself that you didn't do this earlier. For real. Your kids deserve a mama who is happy and loves her life. They deserve a mama who is calm and peaceful. Your family is going to thank you. For real, they are. This is not just an investment in you. This is an investment into your children and generations to come. The tools and the skills that you learn here, you get to pass that on to your kids. You do. You get to create that peaceful, calm home atmosphere. That when your kid is struggling, you can come alongside them and say, I'm here for you. I know you're having a hard time. And you can borrow your calm to your children instead of getting sucked in into their big emotions. Why? Because you are in a good place yourself. And this is what I hope you do, right? My friend, again, if you're ready to take the next step, I'm here for you. So here for you. And I promise you, your life is going to change. I wanted to take 1 minute to share with you an Amazon product that I'm loving. If you have kids, probably 12 and under, maybe between like 2 and 12, your kids are going to love these magnet tiles. If you know what I'm talking about, you know. It's these tiles that have magnets on the edges and they can build so many cool things. So my kids don't have a ton of toys, but magnet tiles is definitely, we have a box of magnet tiles because it can literally keep them busy for a long time. Totally recommend the magnet tiles. I will link them in the show notes. Okay, friend, until next time.
Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.